So we'll see what the Pearsall offense has in store here as we begin the second half of play.
Man, and Mike, as I look out over the field right here, you can really tell there is absolutely zero wind. They bought the fire extinguishers out when Pearsall came out of the Maverick Bull blow-up deal over here, and it's just hovering right over the top of the field. Looked like somebody's smoking a brisket or something, and it's just sitting right over the middle of the field. I mean, there is absolutely no wind out there.
Manny Ramos, the running back, with Cuevas, the quarterback. Cuevas is going to take it. Try to find some running room up the middle. He's going to be brought down rather abruptly by Jake Cockerham. Got a yard, though, out to the 35-yard line, second down and nine. Did you say brisket?
I did. I was talking about food.
Good right
yeah.
Now. Miles said he was hungry. Of course, Miles Blackwell joining us again here tonight. Said he was hungry. He just ate about 5 minutes ago.
Well, here's
Cuevas now. He'll throw it out right side.
Miles still has metabolism.
Caught by Meme Cuevas. The Cuevas family is well represented here tonight. I'm counting four on their roster right now.
Oh, we got another. We got more people listening here. I don't know how many people are over at the party porch over at the Gold's house, but. But apparently they are out ready to go, probably on a cool night, probably out there doing some things that you and I wish we were doing currently.
No comment. Third down and six now. Pearsall trying to pick up this first down coming out of the locker room. Cuevas going to go deep right side, and it's going to be incomplete. What is that called? The party porch.
The party porch. I like that. They kind of patented the name on that one. They got a little garage carport deal that they throw the heaters up there under. We've played some cards under there in the past, and had many of nights and early mornings sometimes out there, but
is that what you're calling it, playing cards?
Yes, it is. It is playing cards. I will choose to keep it at this point in the unknown area of the party porch.
Matthew Gonzalez is deep to punt the ball away. He gets the punt off. It's a good one, but returnable. Crowder has it at the 35-yard line. He's brought down immediately. That was a nice tackle that time by Kennedy Meeks.
Yeah, Kobe kind of stumbled right there on that one and just didn't get his chance to get his feet underneath him and continue to really drive through, cut to the left-hand side, just didn't make it. So good tackle right there by Pearsall. Wimberly Steele's got good field position at the 35-yard line.
Texans defense get the three and out against the Mavericks coming out of the locker room. See if the Texans offense can get going now. It'll be Guy Kiparis, the running back, next to JoJo Weeks. First down and 10, just underway in the second half. 28-7, Wimberly over Pearsall. First round of the playoffs. Weeks will turn, give it to Kiparis. He's going to be tripped up after gaining a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 8. Again, regardless of who we're playing or where we'll be, next week we will be bringing you Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network. Provided they go ahead and finish what they're doing here tonight, I should say.
That is very true. They're, they got a comfortable lead here, and I think as we saw at the end of the second quarter, I think they're going to start running the ball some more. Just again, time is something that they want to see disappear right now.
Second down and 7. Weeks rolling right and throwing right, caught for the first down. It looks like Gavin Martinez on the far sideline. Got the first down and stepped off about 3 yards more out to the Wimberly 48. New set of downs for the Texans.
Yeah, good little pitch and catch right there by JoJo to Gavin. Just, again, getting that first down. We saw that play earlier down towards the goal line whenever Gavin just kind of started to run with it a little bit earlier. That play, he waited on it and ended up with a good 13, 14-yard gain.
Ball at the Wimberly 48-yard line. First look at the Wimberly offense here in the second half. Weeks shotgun. Kiparis next to him. Takes the snap. He'll give it to Guy Kiparis right up the middle. 50. And near the 45-yard line of Pearsall goes Kiparis, the running back. A nice gain of 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3. Running game working here tonight for the Texans, regardless of which runner is in the game. Cockerham has had a couple of good runs. Moss Carruthers with the long one. Now Guy Kiparis is getting some action. Weeks looking left. He's rushed but steps up and finally just accepts his fate. Falls on the turf, a sack of a loss of two. It'll be third down and five. And it's better to do that than put it on the turf and try to be a hero, right?
Oh, absolutely.
See if the Texans can pick this up now. They're going to spot it down at the Pearsall 47-yard line. 8:40 left to play in the third quarter. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Miles Blackwell, our spotter. That's what I'm going to call him, the spotter.
That's right. That's right. It sounds official.
It does, doesn't it? Third down and five. Rolling right is JoJo, and he throws it to the far sideline. It's caught by Stover. Tiptoes and stays in bounds down inside the 30-yard line to the 29-yard line of Pearsall. Nice work by Cade on the far sideline.
You know, you said tiptoe there. I'm wondering, you know, we've got all Twinkle Toes in the red shoes and Moss over there in the red shoes. I like calling him Twinkle Toes. I told his dad, Sean, the other day I called him Twinkle Toes. And
Moss?
No, Cade Stover. Oh. And so, you know, maybe he's doing that to make sure that the refs know that he's in bounds. He's not stepping on the white, you know.
You could see it a lot easier.
Yes.
The turn and the give to Carruthers. Coincidentally, up the middle, he is able to gain 2, maybe 3 yards. See where they spot it. Spotted at the 27-yard line. Second down and 7 now for the Texans. As the clock rolls now inside of 8 minutes left to play in the third period. Pearsall's defensive linemen all with their hands on their hips. Had a tough night here tonight so far. Carruthers again at running back. Stays in the game at running back to the right of Weeks. And he will get the handoff. Tries to go airborne. Probably regretted it as soon as he got off the ground because he gets flipped up at the 25-yard line. Third down and 5 now. Weeks looking to the far sideline. Gets the play, and JoJo is undoubtedly going to take as much time as he wants here. You're right, Jared. They're going to want to run as much clock as possible, already leading by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, obviously, again, clock is something that they just want to see tick, tick, tick and go away.
Weeks under center. He will turn and give it to Cockerham now, who's in the game. He gets it to the 21-yard line. He's going to be about a yard short, but on fourth down and 1, I don't think there's any question Texans are going to go for this, especially having missed a field goal earlier tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think fourth and 1 right here, you got those runners. I think they're going to be able to do something for you. You know, field goal is a little bit long for what you got, so it's I think it's a no-brainer. I agree with you.
Fourth down and 1 now. Weeks, shotgun. He will turn, gives it to Cockerham, and he's going to be stopped. Well short of the first down, Pearsall will take over. Nice job by that front four there by the Mavericks.
Yeah, good penetration, and they just, man, that Jake's a tough guy to bring down, but they got him and wrangled him down and ended up a loss of yardage right there. So a good play by the Pearsall Mavericks. They were probably looking for something on that one just to get motivated, get going.
They'll start it now at the 22-yard line, and whatever Pearsall did up front certainly baffled the Wimberley offensive line, who's had a great game here tonight, but certainly not on that fourth down and 1 play.
No, I would think that they were obviously wanting to get the 1 yard, but at the same time, their defense has been playing so good, they're willing to take it and just continue to let the clock run out.
Cuevas gives it to Ramos up the middle, and he slung down. No gain. It'll be second down and 10. Ben Garza in on the tackle. We haven't called his name tonight. Texans defense has obviously done a great job here, though, tonight, holding Pearsall to only 7 points.
Yeah, Wimberley's defense has just been so stout all year. They're just continuing it. I mean, I would imagine there's so many of these guys' names we could call really on every play, but it's hard to do with that.
Cuevas takes the snap, rolling right. Pressure, a lot of pressure. He's going to be grabbed and dropped at the 21-yard line, sacked for a loss of 1. is Cuevas, and it'll be third down now and 11.
Yeah, Texans, again, they just continue to just, from the defensive side of the ball, they just fly around and make big plays. Big third and long right here from deep in their own territory.
5 minutes left to play in the third period. Third down and 11. Texans have some backups now in the game on defense. They're playing a lot of players here tonight. Cuevas takes the snap. He's going to roll left. Looking. Now he's going to be grabbed and sacked inside the 15-yard line. Cuevas, that's going to be a loss of 7 all the way back to the 14-yard line. And the Mavericks are going to have to punt the football.
Excellent pursuit right there. 55, Kevin Rutherford. 5, Davin Masur. Another gentleman back there, I couldn't tell what number he was, got up and ran off too quick. But excellent pursuit of the football by the Texans. What a great series right there defensively by the Wimberley Texans.
Matthew Gonzalez stands near his goal line now. The snap is high, and he grabs it down with one hand, miraculously gets the punt away, and Crowder with a fair catch at the 37-yard line. Pat Matthew Gonzalez on the head for making that catch. He reached up there with one hand.
Man, that was a snag right
that
there.
That was nice.
That one's going out of the back of the end zone either for one, a cover-up touchdown, or two, a safety going out the back. So, man, what a snag by that young man.
Nice job.
Looked like a basketball play almost a little bit. Down here in San Antonio, we got some Spurs fans maybe.
Grabbing a rebound, yeah.
Remind you of Tim Duncan a little bit, see?
Tim Duncan, the retired Tim Duncan.
Yes. I bet he's sitting on a beach enjoying himself right now.
Back to throw is JoJo Weeks. No, I saw him in the stands earlier. Here is the screen pass to Hunter Williams with his first appearance in several weeks. He picks up about 8 yards on the screen pass. So our first look at Hunter. Doug Warren trying to get him some playing time.
It's always good to get in there and knock the dust off of a little bit. And you love to see him getting back out on the field.
And now he leaves the field and is on the far sideline now as Texans face a second down and 2. Weeks, shotgun, looking left, throwing left, caught by Crowder, makes a move inside, nice, to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's going to be driven out of bounds. I know he was thinking about making that spin move there, but he was tackled too early.
Yeah,
nice
he was,
play, though.
He was thinking about diving there for a minute, it looked like. We can see what looks to be a little knee brace on him right now, but it's he was thinking about diving right there, and I think he kind of said, you know, I don't think I'm quite tall enough to dive 6 yards.
Right. Got it down to the 6, though. It was a nice play. That first move he put on the defensive back, that was kind of impressive. That looked like you on a Saturday night at Green Hall.
Ooh.
First and goal now, given to Kipras up the middle. He steps off a couple of yards to the forward. It'll be second down and goal. Texans knocking at the door again. 2:35 left in a quick-moving third period. Already leading at 28-7 in this first-round playoff contest. Texans trying to stretch it out. Moss Carruthers in the backfield now. As JoJo Weeks goes under center, Guy Kipras, the deep back, and it'll be Kipras on the handoff. Right side, cuts it inside and walks into the end zone. Breaks a tackle and gets the touchdown. 4 yards out, Guy Kipras, Texans stretch its lead.
Yeah, what a good run. Off tackle on the right-hand side, stretches it out a little bit. Ends up cutting really between two receivers, making one guy miss and getting in for the touchdown. And if you're Coach Warren, you're thinking, hey, this is exactly what we wanted. A big stop, three and out for the defense coming in and driving the ball in the end zone.
Here's Bengal now to come on for the extra point, and it is good. 2 minutes left to play in our third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 35, Pearsall 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes and Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Last year, Texans beat Pearsall in the first round of the playoffs 35-7. That's our score here tonight with 2 minutes left to play in the third period. Here's the kickoff. It's short, taken at the 23-yard line. To the 30 and out to the 34-yard line is Mimi Cuevas. We're going to spot it at the 35. It'll be first down and 10 Pearsall. So Texans score and push the 28-7 halftime lead to 35-7. Again, Senton and Rio Hondo playing in Harlingen tonight, and the Texans will get the winner of that game next week. You assume the Texans will hold on here tonight. They better, or we'll really have a story.
Yeah, they've got a fairly comfortable lead right now.
Cuevas takes the snap, looks left, throws it out left. It's complete, but only to the 35-yard line. Quade Embry on the catch. Give him a yard. It'll be second down and 9.
Man, that's what you draw up right there from a defensive standpoint. You got Colby Crowder, Sean Rayburn, number 5, Davin Masur coming out on the backside too, and guy just really holds him up, and all of a sudden he gets waylaid by about 2 people and just gets wiped out.
And we said it prior to the game that Pearsall is a running team, and now they trail by 4 touchdowns with about 13 minutes of play left in the game. Cuevas now takes the snap. Scrambling. He's got some running room now to the 40. To the 45 is where he steps out of bounds near the first down marker. He may have had it. May have picked it up.
I think they're going to mark it right on. It looks like they're going to give him first down.
Yep. First down and 10. Really, Cuevas was kind of running for his life. I mean, that wasn't a designed play. He just took the snap, and he had a bunch of people on him, and just running fast as he can, like he was playing tag in the backyard.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to go up the middle, and then the middle wasn't there, so bounced it out to the right, being chased by about 5 Texans. And
Cuevas now will give it right side on a reverse. Out to the 50-yard line is Kubriel. That's going to be a pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5. Might end up being the last play of the third quarter. We'll see how quickly Pearsall is able to run a play as the clock is at 23 seconds and it's rolling. Cuevas gets the play call, spotting it right at the 50-yard line, second down and 5. 11 seconds left to play in the third quarter. They're going to be able to get this off. Cuevas will give it to left side. It's Munoz. He's going to be wiped out by Ben Garza after a gain of 3. It'll be third down and 2 when the fourth quarter starts. That's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 35 and Pearsall 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.